Oh, right this way. Just a few more steps. You're doing great. I hope the walk down the stairs isn't doing too much of a number on you. You look pretty winded. There. Last step. And there we go. Are you all right? Do you need a moment to breathe or something? No, it's okay. It's okay, just take your time. I can wait. Maybe I can get you some water or something. No? You're good. Okay, then. Listen, let me just say that I am so proud of you for finally getting around to visiting my basement. I know I've been pestering you about it since as long as we've been dating, almost. And it's all the sweeter, since it's been a challenge, too. I mean, even when I've been offering to drive you all the way to my house, you've still always been so reluctant, always making excuses about how you'd have to get dressed or get out of bed to go anywhere. The offering of free food, almost changed your mind, but you were still on the fence and undecided about it. But it looks like paying you money was enough to get you off your butt, huh? I just wish I had known sooner that it was just that simple. It would have saved me a lot of time and effort. Anyway, I know I told you before that I had something to tell you, that I could only tell you here, so here I go. I love you. Well, okay, I assume you already knew that. We have been dating for a while now, and to be honest, I think my excessive number of text messages really got that across, but even that aside, it's so obvious. You and me are destined for each other. Like, written in the stars. Kind of destined. Like the Pink song. I mean, how else do I always know what present you want without you telling me? See? It's fate. It's fate. Stars don't lie. Anyway, I'm kind of getting off track here. You see, my confession was more about why I love you. To put it plainly, it's because, well, you're lazy. Like, really lazy. Ridiculously, supernaturally, undoubtedly lazy. You're the living parody of a lazy person. I am certain, without any doubt, that there is no one alive lazier than you. Because if anyone was lazier than you, they would be too lazy to breathe. And it's almost like you're a genius at being lazy. Things that normal people would do that would show them as being lazy, like them forgetting to take care of themselves or anything like that. You know that even that wouldn't be as lazy as actually taking care of yourself. I don't know. I've been counting and marking down everything you do and every intention that you do in my little notebook, offering every action you do points based off of a lazy scale, scaled 1 through 10. And my God, some days I score you just a 5 or a 4, but then 2 months into the future, I realize that all along, you had been getting 10 out of 10 in every lazy category. But now, let me explain why that's a plus. A while ago, I was thinking to myself, geez, it's really about time for me to get into a relationship. But, well, the problem there is that I kind of have severe abandonment issues. It's a very long story. I'll fill you in later. But basically, I was thinking to myself, I really don't want them to run away. And that's it. That's the whole explanation of why I love you. You'll never run away from me. Because I know you don't run! Or, rather, when you do run, it's just for your health. You don't actually run for sport or anything like that. Well, let's get back to the point. I really, really love you. And your fear of anything, even vaguely, requiring effort. That's why I spent so much effort into chasing after you. For instance, why do you think that your Wi-Fi was always going out and I was always the one to come over to fix it? I'm very sorry about doing that to you, by the way. I know how much you love your internet connection. But I needed an excuse to come over to visit you because, well, you know, you never leave your house. So, what I'm getting at is, that's how I finally got to meet you. Through my job. Well, my job isn't to come over to fix your Wi-Fi. And it certainly isn't to remotely disable your Wi-Fi and then come over to just pretend to fix it, but that was just the cover I needed. Well, my real job, of course, is that I'm a member of let's just say that I work for a government agency. Anyway, so as part of my job, I can see what people search up on the internet. Most of the searches are just cat pictures or students looking for the answers to their homework or memes or questionable content about Among Us. But like I was saying before, I wanted someone who wouldn't leave me. Right? So I thought, hey, a very lazy person wouldn't be able to be bothered to leave me, right? And it's not kidnapping if they just can't be bothered to leave. So I'm in the clear, right? So then I thought to myself, okay. And then in this case, let's look to see who made the searches on the internet that would be indicative of someone who was just so ungodly, super, ultra, mega, champion level lazy. And whew, did your searches indicate you were lazy? I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but what I do remember was really quite beautiful in a twisted sort of way. Okay, so, first of all, the intent of your searches was... Well, it was something. For instance, I'm sure you meant to search how to turn off the lights without getting up. But the thing is, you couldn't even put in the effort to type the entire thing out. You just typed, turn off light, no stand. There were spelling errors, too. Your laziness, or perhaps I should say, your efficiency, was truly inspiring. Though it didn't stop there, of course. If I recall, you also searched for things such as make money from bed or job for lazy. You even asked Alexa to make you a sandwich. Seeing those phrases in your search history gave me utmost confidence that you are the laziest person to ever exist. That you're a person so lazy that you'd actually stay with me. And laziness aside, I know that you often say that you want to stay with me, but with my sort of personality, that's so hard to take at face value. But even so, I really, really want to believe you. And at least when you stay with me like this, it lets me pretend to really 100% believe you. So thank you for coming. I really want to stay with you too, and take care of you, and make you really feel happy and like you made the right decision. You're the only person who I would never have to tie up or anything. I'll just leave you be and you'll just not get out of this house. Now, I know life can be difficult for someone as dedicated to being lazy as you. After all, you never seem to put in any effort into things that are too annoying for your entire life in the long run. But don't worry, I'll take care of the small stuff for you, so you don't even have to think about worrying of all of that. Like how to clean, or what to cook, or how to organize your living space, or how to earn money to afford Genshin Impact characters. I put extra care into my basement so that it would look and be and feel like a paradise for someone as special as you. Look, it's got everything you'll ever need in here. The first thing you'll notice is the bed. Did you even know that they made beds this big? Like, I made sure to make it nice and comfy since I assume it's where you'll be spending almost all of your time. I mean, yeah, it's just an assumption, but we both know that I'm right. And there's even a fridge here, right next to the bed, so you don't even have to get up for food or refreshments. Well, like I mentioned, I'll be cooking for you though, like your own personal chef. I know that before you didn't bother eating anything that took so much as requiring boiling water or using the microwave for more than 4 minutes, and I got you a computer. Look, the specs are super duper high and very expensive, and I should know because it's the same model I used to run simulations on. That's classified. That's classified work-related stuff. But trust me, it's a super good computer. You can play League of Legends, Dota, Final Fantasy, and all emulate every game ever at the same time on it. What else? Oh, there's also a bathroom here. So you don't have to go up the stairs to use it. I know how much you hate to have to go upstairs when it's not convenient for you. Especially ones as long as mine. There's even exercise equipment over here, so you don't have to go to the gym to exercise and go all the way there. It's just right here, so you can do all the exercise you could ever need. And, I'm sure that if there's anything that you don't like about this place, I can just move it, or you can tell me, hey, I want this or I want that, and believe me, I'll do it for you. And really, if there's any other kind of thing that I'm forgetting, just let me know. Streaming services, or like any game that you want, or any food that you want to try out, or anything. You're never going to be worried about money ever again. Well, if you need anything, let me know. Here, take this. It's a pager. People would usually text me, but I know that typing out an entire text message is too much work for you. So just press the pager, and if I'm away from you, I'll come to you. Now, is there anything that you'd like me to... And you're off to sleep. Of course. Of course. But that's what I love about you. You're like a cuddly, cuddly sloth. I'm feeling lazy myself, too. Maybe just 40 winks. Maybe less than that. Wouldn't hurt. Good night. Love you.